My name is Eugene Drucker, and I'm one of the violinists of the Emerson String Quartet.
And I am the other violinist, Philip Setzer. I play the other role that Gene Drucker doesn't play on every quartet.
I'm Larry Dutton. I'm the solo violist of the Emerson String Quartet.
And I'm David Finkel. I'm the cellist.
Well, I think that Beethoven led music to at least the brink of the Romantic period. There are many different ways to define Romanticism, but certainly one way is the idea that emotions take precedence over rational thought. It was kind of a rebellion against the period of the Enlightenment, the 18th century. It was a rejection to some extent of many philosophical ideas, and a return to a more intuitive relationship with one's own feelings, and though the term wasn't used yet, perhaps even with the unconscious mind, just allowing impulses to come more to the fore. With Schubert, we come to a composer whose lifetime spanned from the time that Beethoven was in his mid-20s already composing his early quartets. That's when Schubert was born, and he only survived Beethoven by about 1 year. He was deeply influenced by Beethoven, as would be many other composers for generations to come. And in his late quartets, we see a flowering of his large-scale structural abilities as a composer. What we know from his earliest works, and certainly the works that he wrote from his late teens on, was that he was a master of lyricism. He had the most natural ability to spin a melodic line of almost any composer in any period of history. He wrote the most beautiful melodies. In the last movement of Death and the Maiden, a four-movement work that is dominated by the idea of death and a rather morbid preoccupation with certain issues of perhaps illness and death, you have a tarantella, a kind of manic dance, which in this context is easy to view as a dance of death. Now, when I say that the music is dominated by the idea of death, it's title, we should just mention something about it. It's called Death and the Maiden because the slow movement is a set of variations on a theme. This theme is taken from a song that Schubert had written some years earlier about an encounter, rather chilling encounter, between a young girl and an allegorical death figure who frightens her, but at the same time is rather seductive. He's offering her rest, and she gets pulled in finally. The reason that Schubert was preoccupied with death at this point is that he had just found out that he had syphilis. He was 27 years old. We don't know exactly how he got the syphilis, but the point is that in those days, there were no antibiotics, and having syphilis was basically a death sentence.
Another great composer who was very much influenced by Beethoven is Mendelssohn. And Mendelssohn was born the year that Haydn died, 1809. He also didn't live a very long life, but he lived several years longer than poor Schubert did. Toward the end of his life, he and his sister were very close, and she dies suddenly, and he just never really recovers from that. He just loses his way, and the summer before his death and the summer after her death, he goes into the mountains and paints, something that we've seen some really beautiful watercolors of his, and he writes only one piece, which is this last string quartet in F minor, the slow movement of which is really an elegy to his sister, and it's just one of the most beautiful, heartrending pieces, and not something that you normally would think of being from Mendelssohn, because of its sadness.
Well, Johannes Brahms was one of the absolute greatest chamber music composers in history, although for the string quartet, he was somewhat frustrated. He didn't seem to have enough voices to accomplish the textures that he wanted to, so his string quartets are sometimes difficult to play because they're very thickly written. Nonetheless, the three quartets of his that survive, and by survive I meaning that he apparently destroyed many others with which he was unsatisfied, are true masterpieces in the literature, and they reflect Brahms's sensibilities as a late Romantic composer, meaning he really lived into the twilight of the Romantic era, almost to the 20th century. The string quartet in C minor begins with a very, very stormy Beethoven-esque first movement in a very Beethoven key. This is the C minor key. But the romanza, the slow movement, is a true romance. It's a love song with a beautiful, somewhat mysterious middle section that perhaps conveys a questioning or uncertainty, but that resolves in a very reassured way, as if to say that that love is here to stay and everything is right in the world.
The Dvorak string quartet in Opus 96 is subtitled the American Quartet, and what you hear in this piece in the Dvorak American is kind of a soundscape of his view of America. I mean, you've got such incredible textures of it feels like a tone poem, really, and the folk writing that he could take folk elements and bring it into his music. Is so much part of his music. And this last movement is just pure fun.